Welcome to the Overweight Mind podcast. My name is Jay Nixon, and I'm the best-selling author of The Overweight Mind. This podcast is where the power of positive psychology, mindset, and personal development converge to transform lives. I hope you'll join us on this uplifting journey as we explore the secrets to creating a lifestyle that leads to happiness, health, and wealth. Discover how science of the mind can help you achieve your weight loss goals and unlock your full potential of life. It's where the magic of the mind meets the path to a healthier, wealthier you. Welcome to the show. Before we dive into the show, I want to take a quick moment to talk about the sponsor of this episode. It is very dear and near and close to my heart because it is Lori's company, Spa Star. If you ever had the opportunity to watch someone create something from a thought or a vision and make this magical thing actually come to life, well, then you'll know why I'm so extremely proud of her and why I'm so excited to have her sponsoring the Thrive Forever Fit show. If you've listened to my podcast, then you probably heard her on episode 259. If you haven't heard that, I would go listen to episode 259 as soon as you finish this episode. She talks about the story of how she created it, the adversity she overcame, the challenges that she worked through, and just the inspirational story that I know you're absolutely going to love. But what Spa Star is, it's a luxury wrap. And it was created as a spa wrap for people who were getting beauty treatments. But what we found out is it is a piece for everyday life. People are wearing it as swimsuit cover-ups, resort wear, just to get ready in the mornings or for that special event. It is the most unique piece. And I've actually worn this thing several times. I was the actual first model for this. Maybe I'll show you guys some photos of that, Fred, when the time is right. But it is such a cool creation called the Get Ready Wrap by Spa Star. And because you're a listener, you get 15% off today because you support me. So just go to spastar.net, spastar.net, the word spa, the word star.net. And at the checkout, enter Thrive15, T-H-R-I-V-E 15, and you're going to get 15% off of your Get Ready Wrap. So many of my clients already have these and absolutely love them. We're selling them all over the country and all over the world, for that matter, to high-end luxury spas, and to people just like you that are using them inside of their own homes. They're traveling with them. They're using them at the pool. It's so really just unbelievably cool to see and witness. And I'm so blessed to be a part of it. And I'm so blessed to have Lori actually sponsoring my podcast, which I think is really, really cool. So go check out Spa Star. I know you're going to love it. It is the coolest thing ever. And guys, this isn't just for ladies. This is one of the coolest gifts you could get your any female in your life, for that matter. If Lori hadn't have created it, I would buy them for her as a gift to show her my love and appreciation. So dudes, if you're listening and you need to get a gift for your significant other or some special person in your life, go to spastar.net, grab a Get Ready Wrap. There's all kinds of colors. There's black, there's sage, there's a berry color, there's a gosh, I just went blank. There's a kind of a greeny, kind of avocado-y color. Really cool. You're definitely going to love these, I promise. So go to spastar.net, check it out, support Lori. And Lori, thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, let's get to the action. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited to have you here. Today, we are going to talk about 9 ways to rewire your brain for weight loss. As an expert in the field of mindset and human psychology, the author of The Overweight Mind, this is right up my alley and right where I believe you need to start if you want to have weight loss success moving into the new year and beyond. So let's talk about the 9 ways that you can actually rewire your brain to think differently, because that's going to be required if you want to behave differently. It all starts in the brain. So we're going to talk about a little sciencey stuff at first called neuroplasticity. So there's a giant connection between neuroplasticity and weight loss. It's why I wrote the book, The Overweight Mind. It's all predicated on the human behavioral system, human psychology, and why we do what we do. So what neuroplasticity refers to is it's a lifelong capacity, ability of the brain to change and rewire itself to respond to stimulation in a different way. It's how we learn. It's how we experience things. It's why as an adult, you have a more robust vocabulary than you did as a child. It's why you do things differently. It's your body and your brain have the ability to grow and expand and create new behaviors and new neural pathways. That's why neuroplasticity, all plasticity means is the ability to create more, like new, right? Neural is the brain. So you're going to create new neural pathways, new behaviors, new belief systems in order to help you lose weight. Weight loss is a side effect of how you think, how you speak, how you behave. All of the psychological things that you're doing will equate to weight loss if you create that system for yourself. So in the brain, wiring together of all these cells can create new behaviors, new ways of feeling that become easier and easier and easier over time. It's like creating a new routine or a new habit. The first time you do it, it can be a little bit clumsy and a little bit cumbersome. But the more you do that said behavior, the easier it becomes over time, eventually becoming part of your routine, like brushing your teeth. You don't even have to think about it. But it requires about 10,000 repetitions. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do those repetitions actually physically, because your brain has the ability to create those moments, create those new behaviors just with thought. It's the same equation of this. Like whenever, if you've ever had a traumatic event, let's say that heaven forbid you've been in like a car accident, like even just a minor fender bender, and you had that wreck or that collision, your body had a visceral reaction. Your brain had a visceral reaction and released certain chemicals into the body. Even after that is said and gone, you can think about that same accident happening and your brain will respond in the very same way. It will release those same chemicals as if that wreck is happening over and over and over and over again. That's what keeps you in fight or flight mode. Your brain can also work in the positive fashion to do that for you with creating these new 10,000 repetitions. So that translates to anywhere around like the 3-month mark of actually practicing a new behavior. So if you're willing to commit to new behaviors, and I'm going to give you 9 new behaviors that I want you to start working on today, they're really simple. They're not going to cost you a penny, and you can do them every single day. And you could probably speed up that 10,000 repetition mark and make this happen for you even faster than 3 months. So in order to develop a new neural pathway and master a new behavior, you've got to do the same things in a repetitious fashion. So as I said, this time frame can fluctuate based on everyone's brain being very unique. For some of you guys, this could be really, really quick. For others, it might take a little more time. But trust me, your brain is ready to make these changes. Your brain wants you to be happy. Your brain wants you to be successful. Your brain wants you to want to get all the things you desire. So here's what we know about the new science related to neuroplasticity and motivation and all of those things that you're kind of really buzzy on the internet today. So they know now that people who are part of an accountability group, people who want to make changes, no matter what that change is, if it's weight loss, if it's to make more money, if it's just to have some special skill, they know that people who are part of an accountability group, a coaching program, or a mentorship program have drastically better results than those who try to make change on their own. They also know that the common misconception that, well, gosh, I've got to be motivated. I've got to have this motivation in order to start making these changes. It's completely false. They interviewed a giant subset of people, and 97% of those people said, we weren't motivated at all when we started. We just knew we had to make changes. And so the truth is that people who have success started making the changes, started creating the new neural pathways, even when they weren't motivated. And then as they got successful as they had wins that started to come in, that's when the motivation grew. That's when the momentum was built. And then they were able to capitalize on that and succeed even at a faster rate. And they also found that people who were part of these groups, these accountability mentorship groups, sustained the outcomes longer and didn't regress back. So they got out of that yo-yoing behavior because they changed the neuroplasticity, they changed the routines, the habits, and all the way they spoke, everything. And that made a massive difference. You guys ready? You want to jump in? You want to just start, you want to go to work and get the nine things, the nine ways to rewire your brain. So there's nine steps to rewiring your brain to create new habits that lead to sustained success. If weight loss is your goal, these nine habits, these nine steps, these nine techniques, these nine strategies, whatever you want to call them, are going to help you create new neural pathways, neuroplasticity. I want you to go around and tell everybody, like, hey, what are you doing? Like, what diet are you on this year? And say, I'm on the neuroplasticity diet. Just freak them out, make them go home and have to Google things. They probably won't even know what it means, but it'll be fun for you. And I'll get a chuckle out of it if you tell me about it. So you're on the new neuroplasticity diet, which doesn't require you to do anything with food or exercise or whatnot. Now, that's all going to come. The changes in that are going to be a side effect of you changing the way your brain works. But if you don't change the way your brain works, you're never going to change the way you eat long term. You're never going to change the way you move. You're never going to change those things because your mindset is the number one thing you have to shift if you want to shift anything else in your life. Let's dive in. Number one, be aware of your thoughts. Thoughts become things. This is really simplistic, right? They get a little bit more spicy as we move down the list. But the number one thing is be aware of the way you're thinking. Be aware of the thoughts that are ruminating around in your brain. If you have negative thoughts ruminating around in your brain, you know that that's not going to give you the juice to do the things that you need to do in order to get the things that you want to get. So first of all, it's just awareness, like the awareness that I need to make some different decisions. I need to think differently. If I'm constantly thinking, I can't, I won't, this is going to suck, like this is too hard, all of those things are going to lead you where? Right where you are. So if you're someone who desires change, the awareness of that change is the number one thing you've got to do. You've got to make a decision that you're ready to make a change. Number two, you have to be able to turn negatives into positives. I call this reframing. You have to be able to look at a situation, even if it's a situation that in the past has been really crappy, and maybe it's weight loss. Maybe it's you've struggled to lose weight. You've tried every program, every diet, every blank under the sun, and nothing has worked for you. So you have a negative pathway related to weight loss. You have to reframe that and say to yourself right now, because here's the deal. You cannot create a compelling future. You can't create a compelling future, a future you based on the past. Because what is your past, especially related to weight loss? It's mainly crappy. So how are you going to create a new, compelling, amazing future using a crappy backlog to do that? You can't. So you've got to reframe. You've got to say to yourself, okay, Jay, yeah, in the past, I've struggled. In the past, I've yo-yoed. I've tried every diet under the sun, and it just didn't work for me. But you know what I know now? I know now that those weren't meant for me. I know what I'm going to do now is I'm going to retrain my brain. I'm going to use these neuroplasticity tactics that Jay's teaching me right now, and I'm going to use them to make my life better. I'm not going to focus on what I did in the past and how I failed and how that didn't work for me. The truth is, I wasn't ready. If I was ready to make those changes, some of those things would have worked. So now, number one, I'm going to be aware that I'm ready to make a change. Number two, I'm going to turn negatives into positives. I'm going to reframe my challenges as opportunities. I'm going to look at this weight that I want to lose, the 10, the 15, the 50, the 100 pounds. And I'm going to say, this is my opportunity to be the best version of myself. And when I do that, weight loss is going to be a side effect of me being the best version of me. Number three, you've got to understand what derails you. Pattern recognition and then reassignment is so necessary. What do I mean by that? We all have certain things that derail us. They might be people. They might be places. They might be foods. They might be times of the year. They could be holidays. They could be certain dates on a calendar that you've had an event that didn't go well for you. Maybe you lost a loved one on a certain date, and that whole month is a complete chaos, overwhelm cycle for you. So understanding what derails you is paramount. Because if I understand it, and I know I'm repeating a pattern over and over and over again, and that pattern is not giving me the outcomes that I desire, then I have to reassign that pattern. I have to understand that I need to break that cycle, because if I don't, I'm going to consistently and habitually fall back into that same spiral of nonsense and chaos. You know, I made a post not too long ago, and I said, if you really want 2024 to be amazing, that special year, the one where you make those changes, you're going to have to walk away from some nonsense, and you're going to have to keep the promises that you make to yourself. And sometimes that nonsense in our life is our behavior. It's the assignment that we give to certain things that allow us to not be our best selves. Could be certain foods. You have to reassign what those foods mean to you. You have to reassign that those foods no longer have a power over you, that you're going to have a really powerful relationship with food. Maybe it's a place. When I go to this place, I just get so derailed that I eat everything under the sun. You have to reassign the value and the power that you give to that place. Because truth be told, there's no person, there's no place, there's no thing, there's no food that has more power than you give it. So stop giving away your power. Understand what derails you, and then reassign the patterns that you have given to those people, places, and things. Number four, you have to create a personal mantra. Now, what does that mean? Your mind works on frequency. So the words you speak equal how you identify as yourself, as who you are. So if you're someone who speaks poorly about yourself, like says, oh gosh, I suck at this. This is always so hard for me. Gosh, I fail at everything I do. I never do the right thing. I'm so weak when it comes to making decisions about my food. I'm not motivated. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. If you speak to yourself that way, that is the mantra. That is the frequency that you are putting inside of this beautiful brain. And your brain is only going to give you more of what it thinks you want. And your brain is so confused because you're so mean to yourself. So first and foremost, you've got to start to love yourself and speak to yourself from an identity of who it is you want to be. Remember that future self I talked about? It cannot be built on past failures. So your future self is a winner. Your future self makes positive, powerful decisions. Your future self is strong. Your future self is powerful. Your future self loves you, right? Act as if you love yourself. Treat yourself with that same love and respect that you treat other people. You deserve it. You have to do it. So create a personal mantra for yourself. It could be something as simple as, I am successful. I am capable of doing anything I set my mind to. It can be that simple. You could also get really whimsical and philosophical and create a mantra that's 10 pages long. It doesn't matter as long as that mantra drives you, right? I do hard things. You know, I don't fail. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, that's the identity. It's what you're speaking into existence. The words you speak, even if they're subconsciously that cycle through your brain, create your power. They create your identity. You've got to change those. Number five, this is something I've been big on before it was even cool. Like, I've been big on this before it was even the cool thing to do, before somebody started printing journals and all this stuff and the internet and everything. I've been big on this since the 80s. Practicing daily gratitude. Here's why. Gratitude grounds you and it minimizes emotional decisions. Because here's the truth. You don't fall into positivity. Like, you don't just stumble into being positive and happy and all that jazz. But you can dang sure fall into negativity. How the human brain works is you have to move. You have to consciously make an effort to move into positivity. Think about this. What do we get exacerbated about? Do we ever think to ourselves, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so successful. I'm going to make so much money. And we obsess over that. You ever obsess over just being too rich? You ever obsess over being too good looking? on being too healthy. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be too healthy. This is so wild. This is crazy. No, you obsessed about negative things. You obsessed about not having enough money. You obsessed about not being able to lose the weight. That's falling into a negative pattern. You've never fallen into something positive. You have to move yourself into positivity. And the easiest way to do that is the practice of daily gratitude. Gratitude will ground you and it will minimize emotional decisions. It will put your brain, it'll set it up for the neuroplasticity of positivity, and it will create those pathways for you if you will practice it daily. If you're part of my Overweight Mind Thrive Forever Fit group, you know that our key fundamental first thing we do every single day is we write down three things we're thankful and grateful for. Every single day, because it sets the stage for positivity. It minimizes emotional. You cannot be grateful and negative at the same time. Your brain does not have that capacity. And so it seems simple, but my promise to you is that it's so powerful that once you get into that power frequency, it changes everything. Then it's so much easier to go and create that personal mantra. Because if I'm buzzing about three things I'm thankful and grateful for, am I going to talk negative about myself? No way. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to be buzzing on a different level of happiness and success and belief that I'm capable. My identity is going to be, I'm going to identify as somebody who loves life, and people who love life get the most out of life. Now let's talk about reciprocity. Let's talk about the ripple effect of reciprocity, the boomerang effect. What does that mean? It means you get what you give. You see, because we see the world as we are, not as it is. The lens, the perspective lens that we see our world through is based on who we are, on how we identify. And so how I identify, if I identify as a really positive, powerful, happy, abundance-driven human, that I do hard things. If I set my mind to something, it's going to happen. Right? That's the ripple effect that's going to come back to me. I'm going to see more of that. But on the flip side, if I set my mind as a negative, drama-filled, chaos, anxiety-ridden person, I'm going to see that everywhere. So you will see the world as you are, not as it is. So knowing that, that makes gratitude even more important. That makes your personal mantra even more important, because what you put out to the world is what you will get back from the world. And that's also part of creating the new neural pathways. You have to remember 10,000 repetitions over and over and over and over again. And that boomerang is going to come back to you every single time. Remember that. Number 7, connection to community. It's like the new science. It's like the new data shows that people who are connected to a community, a program of like-minded people doing the same thing. Imagine if you've got 100, 200, 300 people, and every single day, you're all vibing on the same frequency. You're all posting three things you're thankful and grateful for. You're all creating personal mantras of happiness and positivity and love and wanting the best for other people. Can you imagine the power of that? You're creating an ecosystem, a ripple effect, if you will, that is going to come back to you tenfold. And the science shows that people who are connected to their community, they're connected to the community of people that are trying to do the same thing that they're doing, have way more success, and they stay with the process way longer. And what does that mean? That means the 10,000 reps are easily achieved. And that means you've now created a new neural pathway, new decision-making, new beliefs, new habits, new behaviors that you can live with for the rest of your life that will create positivity, that will create success for you. Number 8, you have to enhance your environment. You've got to audit your inputs, because your inputs dictate your outcomes. What does that mean? Enhance your environment. You've got to eliminate and say no to everything in your life that has a net negative outcome. What does that mean? What's a net negative outcome? That means if I go to a place and it makes me feel worse than when I got there, that's a net negative. It means if I'm hanging around people and I feel worse about myself or worse about life after I leave those people's presence, that's a net negative outcome. If I eat certain foods and I feel crappy afterwards and I beat myself up, that's a net negative outcome. If I'm spending too much time and doing a certain thing, an activity that makes me feel bad about myself, that's a net negative outcome. That's how you enhance your environment. You audit your inputs because your inputs dictate your outcomes. And so if something's not bringing you a net positive into your life, you've got to get rid of it. So you've got to eliminate, delete negative inputs, and you've got to enhance and activate the net positive impact, the income, the inputs. It's so vital. Number nine, the last one, the power of routine. Every single thing in life, every single success sequence in life, whether it be relationships, making money, losing weight, being healthy, being fit, follow this simple three-prong process. It's the discipline to make the decisions that you know will enhance the outcomes that you want to get. It's a process and it's repeat, right? So it's discipline, process, repeat. Discipline, process, repeat. That is the success sequence of everything in life. So once you get into this neuroplasticity programming of understanding these nine concepts, the last one is the repetition part of it. Be disciplined enough to do your three gratitudes every single day. Be disciplined to be aware of the thoughts that are going through your brain. Be disciplined enough to reassign the negative thoughts and realize that challenges equal opportunities. Be disciplined enough to connect with your community, to create that ripple effect. And then follow that process over and over and over again. That's the repetition part of it. If you'll do these nine things, I can guarantee you, I'm going to say it one more time. I can guarantee you your life will change, because this is how the brain works. This is simple human psychology. It's simple science. The brain works in a very simplistic fashion. So where you are now, how you think now, has been created by you based on neuroplasticity, neural programming. That's the beautiful thing. Because even if you're not where you want to be, what that tells you is you've got the ability and the capacity to retrain your brain to deliver the outputs and outcomes that you do desire. But it won't happen by luck. You won't fall into the positivity. Remember, you have to move yourself into positivity. You won't fall into it. You're going to have to take some action on it. You're going to have to make disciplined decisions repetitiously. 10,000 hours worth of reps, and it'll be worth it. That's only about 3 months. And for some of you guys, you're going to be fast studies. You're going to get it so much quicker. And you're going to be like, Jay, why didn't I do this so many years ago? Doesn't matter, because remember, we're not predicating our future based on our past self. We're going to create a future self that is so much different than anything we've ever done. It doesn't matter what we failed at before. We've got the ability and the capability to create a life, to create everything that we want to create. So here's my hope. My hope is that you will follow these nine steps and you will create the system, the process, and then you'll repeat it with the love that you deserve for yourself every single day, even on the days you don't feel like it. If you will just start the process of writing down three things you're thankful and grateful for, it will be an absolute game changer for you. Guys, if you want help with this, I'm here. I've got a program. I've got a community already set up with the most beautiful humans on the planet. We're already having unbelievable weight loss success. Weight loss is just a side effect. What we're doing is we're changing mindsets. And when you change a mindset, you get the positive repercussions. You get the positive side effect of long-term weight loss. So if you'd like some help with that, just drop me a note. I'll get you all the details. It's super simple, easy to do. There's no starvation, deprivation, no pills, no potions, no lotions. I always say it's success without the negative side effects. You don't have to do all the crazy stuff that's on the internet. This is the way to creating lasting change. This is the way to create a lifestyle that you can live with for the rest of your life, where you don't have to suffer. You don't have to be overwhelmed. You don't have to live in a chaotic state. I promise you, follow these 9 steps and your life will change. I appreciate you guys showing up. I appreciate you listening to this. Let me know if you have any questions. I am here to be of service. I want you to win. I want you to create a mindset that allows you to win day in and day out. You absolutely, 100%, without a doubt, deserve it. Thank you. Thanks for showing up. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. I love you, and I want you to win. All right, we'll talk to you soon. I hope you guys enjoyed that show as much as I did. And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I am so thankful and so grateful that you take the time to listen to the show every week. And it means the absolute world to me. If you've got a little bit of time, it would mean everything if you would go and give the show a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on, as well as share it with a friend or family member that you think might find value in the show. And again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being an awesome human and listening to the Overweight Mind podcast. Thanks, and we'll see you again next week. All right, bye.